the 26th of June, 2007, in the Bayan city of Guanambi, Brazil, a little child was born. His name was Daniel Neves. Blonde hair with green eyes, Daniel was a child like any other. But one day, his mother, Cleji, had noticed that something was odd with the child. The fact is that most babies spend most of their time sleeping and shorter moments breastfeeding. However, Daniel spent less time sleeping and was always hungry within a short period of time after drinking. At 8 months, small dots appeared on little Daniel's legs, and he easily caught the flu. His mother decided to take him to the pediatrician for some tests, where they discovered that the boy had a rare disease called polycystic kidneys and chronic pancytopenia. This condition worsened over time, and from then on, his mother had to take him to the Salvadoran capital to see doctors specializing with this disease. Daniel and his family would travel to Salvador every month and then return to the countryside, until, at the age of 8, his kidneys began to fail. This meant that the family would have to move to Salvador permanently so that Daniel could undergo hemodialysis, since this treatment was not available in the countryside. The family went to church a lot, and when they left for Salvador, the boy lost the freedom he had in the countryside. Going to school, the socializing with his classmates, fun time with his cousins, but most especially weekend visits to the farm, a place where the little one loved to spend time amongst the animals. In Salvador, it was far from all that. The little one kept thinking about how happy he was in the past. Then, things took a turn when he started to express his happiness in drawings and paintings, but most especially in the comfort and care of the Blessed Mother. It was between these uncomfortable and painful sessions that the resilient boy developed his technique and taste for painting. The first image he drew was of Our Lady of Aparecida. His mom, Cleji, had a notebook with an image of Our Lady of Aparecida. When Daniel saw the image, he then drew it, painted it, and gave it as a gift to a relative who had welcomed the family to Salvador. And from then on, he started to create more paintings and drawings, and people began asking him to create images of the Catholic saints of their choice. There were people who were devoted to saints like Saint Anthony, Saint Peter, Saint Expeditus, Saint George, Saint Rita, Saint Dulce of the Poor, Our Lady of Light, Saint Lucia, Our Lady of Fatima, and Saint Padre Pio. And they would ask little Daniel to draw these saints for their own keeping. There were even those who requested drawings of animals, and Daniel never refused, as the little one had a great love for all the animals. He would often remember his grandpa's farm, and each drawing was more enjoyable than the other. He was very fond of drawing Saint Francis of Assisi, as he was the patron saint of animals. The little one's eyes would light up each time he came across the animals. It was like watching a miniature Saint Francis adoring God's beautiful creation. One day, Daniel created a painting of Our Lady with kidneys, one on the right side of her mantle and the other one on the left side of her mantle. He named her Our Lady of the Kidneys. He said she was to protect him and all people with kidney problems, and also to help doctors during the time of surgeries. He also drew his dream kidney transplant with the angels and Our Lady in the operating room and many others. This was what cheered him up and made him forget about all the problems he had. People who saw Our Lady were delighted, and they all wanted paintings of Our Lady of the Kidneys in their homes. He also created other titles for Our Lady. There was Our Lady of the Heart, Our Lady of Cancer, Our Lady of Brazil, and Our Lady of the Lungs. Many expressed how much they liked the little boy's artworks, and this was very much what made little Daniel very happy and only increased his pleasure in creating more paintings of the saints and of the Blessed Mother. During the time that Daniel was hospitalized, he spent most of his time drawing and painting, so that the people who went to visit him always took coloring books and sketchbooks with them. One day, a nurse took some small canvases and gave it to him to paint on. The little one took them home and started to paint, making images of animals and the saints. Many were left amazed at the talent Daniel possessed, finding the drawings beautiful. The idea was given to the family to have the artworks sold. The government made the round-trip tickets available for Daniel, but the family needed to pay the cost for transportation between hospitals in the capital of São Paulo, as well as food during the stay in the city. Daniel's mother could not work due to the amount of care her son required, and so mother and son lived off government benefits granted to Daniel. In addition to these food and transportation costs, the small child had many medications that the government did not cover on a daily basis. Instead of giving up hope, however, Daniel rose to the challenge. At the age of 13, in order to pay for health treatments, Daniel began selling his artworks. The little one's big dream was to receive a donated kidney. For this, the money raised from the sale of the paintings, as well as donations from friends, was saved for the transplant surgery. The sale of the paintings, however, did not generate enough income to cover all the treatment costs. That's why Daniel's family had also used a crowdfunding platform called VOA to raise funds. Thanks to God and to the generosity of many people, the donations far surpassed their goal. His story touched so many people that Daniel was able to raise more than required. In 2016, he got a space at a hotel in Salvador to make an exhibition where the money from the canvases were to be used for his treatment. Amazingly, in less than 1 hour, the canvases had all been sold. The little one was also invited to participate in a craft fair at a resort and hotel Catuçaba. Daniel was a very mature child for his age. People were impressed whenever they talked to him. Whenever he saw adults receive the sacred host, he was curious and really wanted to receive it as well. When his mother would get in line to receive Holy Communion, he would jump in line to receive Our Lord too, but his mother would tell him that he needed to make his first communion first. He was very upset. The little one cried and was angry with the priest because the priest did not give the sacred host to him. So, at the end of the Mass, knowing how much Daniel wanted to receive Our Lord, his mother tried talking to the priest and explained that he had already done the catechesis. He just needed to make his first Holy Communion. So the priest managed to schedule a day for his first communion. It was to be for Daniel alone, and he couldn't do it together with the other children. In September of 2019, little Daniel made his first communion. The Mass was filled with many children, and the little one himself was very happy to receive the body of Christ. At the end of the Mass, he was gifted with 2 cakes. The parties they had for him were very beautiful. Even Daniel himself shared some photos of his first communion on Instagram, expressing how happy he was about this unique occasion in the life of every Catholic. He wrote, "I dreamed a lot about this moment. Thanks to everyone who was part of it. Thanks also for the surprises." Tragedy soon struck when little Daniel became a victim of COVID-19. Daniel passed away on a Tuesday afternoon after being hospitalized for 13 days with COVID-19. On the 18th of May, 2021, at the age of 13. His mother wrote in a post, his health was already very fragile due to health problems. He fought bravely until the end. Thank you all for your affection and support during the years. You were part of his life, of his love for drawings. She completed the statement in thanks to the people who followed the boy on Instagram. The boy's mother affirmed that Danielle made this life more special, sweet, fun, and playful. And she highlighted that the boy captivated people with his talent. She added, "Now you will make heaven more colorful. We will miss you every day. Rest in peace." In addition, she noted that Danielle's departure process was special and that God had been merciful in allowing a farewell, even if it was a painful one. She herself shared her testimony of the love and faith her little one left behind and said, "I was always there by his side, giving him strength. Every time he went to the operating room for a procedure, he said a prayer and talked to God for a blessing, praying that everything would go well. He had a lot of faith in being cured. I know I learned a lot from him too. It was great to have him as a son. He liked to play celebrating Mass, as though he would be the priest. I felt and still feel privileged with the faith that existed within him and the certainty of everything he needed and all that he asked God. I always said that everyday miracles happened in Danielle's life because of so many problems that he had, and I thank God the good thing about it all was that he didn't feel pain. Danielle taught me many things, to be more patient, more courageous in facing problems, confident that everything would work out. He taught me to have more faith, more love, to look out for others. He taught me to be strong, to face everything I was going through with him. Other people didn't realize that inside. I was also feeling what Danielle felt and suffered. Today, I feel good, knowing that he is in a good place, without pain and suffering. Today, he is happy there, beside God, the Almighty Father.